Hi guys, welcome to the first episode of 2019. What? That is crazy. I am so blessed and honored to be recording this to you right now. It's been an amazing Sunday with my family, and those of you that are listening to this, thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your day to hear what God has put on my heart and what I believe He wants to share through me for all of you. I have a slight prayer request. My dad and my cousin are going to be going to Kenya this Tuesday, and then eventually they will be driving to Uganda for a mission trip. And oh my gosh, my dad is such an inspiration to me because I need to say this without crying. He was the one that was used by God to tell me that I would have a heart for the nations. And I remember being 8 years old and hearing that for the first time and being like, I had no idea what that all entailed. And then like 6 or 7 years later, I went to Cambodia with him. And not many people get to say that they've been on their first mission trip with their dad. And I'm so blessed to have done that. And please keep them in prayer. It is a long trip. I think it's a 13-hour flight to Nairobi, Kenya. And they're going to be doing amazing things over there. They're going to be helping out at an orphanage. They're going to be doing a basketball clinic. And they are going to be, a lot of different things, but they're going to be, part of the basketball clinic is handing out jerseys and equipment and, just doing a lot of outreach. So I am so proud of my dad and my cousin, and the more prayers, the better. So please keep them in prayer. My dad's name is Mark, and then my cousin Jordan. I'm just so proud of them, and I need my family, my fellow brothers and sisters, to come around and pray with me for them. And this is a big step in the new year. They're starting off the new year with a bang. So I'm just so happy that God is doing that. I wanted to put that out there, you guys, because I believe that as brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to come together and pray for things that are going on in our lives that are so special to us, that are so important, and God honors that and God sees that. And I'm just so blessed to just even have the opportunity to be speaking to you right now with this podcast. Just the amount of love and support that has come out of this, I just want to thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast, for supporting it, for giving it a chance, for believing in me and what I'm doing. And like, I just cannot begin to thank you enough. But with that being said, I know this was kind of a long intro, but I needed to acknowledge that because a lot of great things are happening in 2019, especially for the people that I love and that have been through it all. For me, my dad is a big role model in my life, and I'm so excited to see what God's going to do in Kenya and Uganda. And those of you that have never been on a mission trip or you're curious to know what that is, it's simply spreading the gospel. It's simply telling people about Jesus, but not only telling, but showing through your actions, because there is so much that goes on outside of Lorraine, outside of Cleveland, outside of the U.S., and there's a whole world out there for us to go and make a difference in someone's life. And it is the most beautiful experience. I was driving with my friend the other day, and I was simply trying to describe everything that I not everything, but a lot of things that I felt in Cambodia. And it was so hard to do that because just the amount of peace, the amount of love that you experience when you go to another place, when you are just embracing the newness of a different culture and seeing how much they're loved by God and how much they are full of so much joy, even though they lack so many things that are considered necessities in our country, is insane, you guys. Like, in Uganda, I'm reading a book. It's called Kisses from Katie, and my titi bought me this book, and it's so amazing because before she even bought it, she didn't know that my dad was going to go to Uganda. And it talks about how the average cost to send a child to school is $20, and most people in Uganda cannot afford it because of the poverty that they're living in, because they're living literally on, I think, $1 a day. It might be a little more, but you guys, I need you to think of the weight of that poverty that people are living right now in a country where there's no help from the government, there's no resources. Just reading about a child that her mom died of HIV, and then her aunt that's 12 years old is taking care of her, but they don't have enough resources for food, and they don't have shoes. So the little girl literally was walking with parasites in her feet, which they're called jiggers. And the missionary that I'm reading about, Katie, had to take the bugs out of her foot, and it's excruciating pain. And I just think about all of this, and I'm like, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that in the midst when I feel like I don't have enough, I read things like that, and I see people that go to other countries, and I'm so thankful that people are taking it upon themselves to make a difference, because there is a whole world out there that needs the love of God. And you guys, 2019, let's be ready to show the love of God wherever we go. And I don't want my fellow brothers and sisters to be stingy and to, I guess, kind of withdraw when there is a need. Don't feel like, you know, it won't be noticed by God, because it is. Even if it's something small, whether it's paying for your friend's meal at a restaurant when you know they're struggling, or simply pumping someone's gas for them, or being with your grandmother, or I don't know, buying your friend coffee, or helping out a classmate that needs extra tutoring. Like, you guys, let this year be full of so much love, so much generosity, so much compassion. That is the DNA of who we are in Christ. And I was reading in Psalms, and it says in Psalms chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "My true hero comes to my rescue, for the Lord alone is my Savior. What a feast of favor and bliss he gives his people." And then, hold on a second, I need to turn the page in my book. And then in Psalms chapter 4, it says in verse 7, "The intense pleasure you give me surpasses the gladness of harvest time." And that's what I think about when I'm in God's presence. The intense pleasure. What more could I want in who God is than who God is? I'm sorry. Like, what more could I need? What more could I fix my focus on? And when you read stuff like that, it's like, I'm so rich in love. And that's why people in other countries have such a joy, even though they may be lacking things that are what we consider necessities. They're so rich in love because they discovered the intense pleasure of knowing who God is. And that is what I want for us in 2019. I want us to be so in love with who God is that the other things don't matter. There's no significant value in material things because in the end, it doesn't bring us closer to God. It doesn't, we can't take it to the other side. In the wise words of KB, I have, wow, I'm messing up his lyric. I have heaven printed on my eyelids. I'm focused on who God is. I'm focused on him. What more could I want? What more could I need when I have the intense pleasure of knowing who Jesus is in my life and is in other people's lives? So start 2019 with the intense desire to know who God is. Align your heart with him. And just like I was talking about with Peter in the past episode about Peter stepping out of the boat and onto the water with Jesus, think of what could have happened if he didn't fix his gaze on the wind and things going around him. What more faith he could have had. And I'm not dogging Peter because Peter has done an amazing things in his walk with God. And he truly is considered the rock of the church. But I want to ask that question. Would his faith have been stronger if he focused on God and didn't pay attention on the externals? In 2019, let's focus. Let's put our gaze ahead on what really matters. And that's knowing God. That's discovering the intense pleasure of his presence. And knowing that we are so rich in love. And we may be going through things right now. I'm not downplaying your situation, whatever you're in. But think of those that have nothing, but they're so joyful knowing who God is. And that's more than enough for them. Start this year with a humble heart and realizing that it's not about you. It's not about what you want all the time. But it's aligning yourself with who God is. And before I close, I want to share Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. I need to turn there. I thought I had it there, but I guess I didn't. Let me go. Ah! I literally, dropped my Bible. Okay, moving on. Don't mind my little clumsiness. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before him. Verse 27 says, do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. You guys, 2019 is our year. Our year to fall more in love with who God is. Let's identify ourselves completely with him. And let us look at the one that gives us the most important. He gives us purpose. And he's rooting for you every step of the way. To 2019 and the years that come after it, let's be in this as brothers and sisters in Christ and stand together, encouraging one another, praying for one another, and just being the family that God wants us to be with a humble heart and a humble spirit. I love you guys. I hope that this episode was full of wisdom, and this episode, I want it to be an encouragement for you to think outside of your everyday life and think globally. Maybe God has pressed on your heart to give. There's so many ways to give, whether it's through Compassion Ministry, which is sponsoring a child in another country so they have the ability to go to school. So many things that we dread or take for granted, like homework and school. There's kids in Uganda, there's kids in Central America, or just even in Cambodia that would give almost anything to go to school, things that we take for granted. Find it in your heart to give. It doesn't have to be around the holiday season where God prompts you to give, but we need to be generous, not only with our giving, but with our heart and believing in people and encouraging one another and going beyond our borders, but ministering to people in ways that reach their heart. So I love you guys. Stay tuned for another podcast next Sunday. Good night.